Okay, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we do car reviews as a part of Drive Radio as well. Richard, what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, so driving a vehicle, truck, I'll say it, that we've driven multiple times before, and it's one that you and I think are really pleasantly surprised with, and that's the 2026 Toyota Tacoma Double Cab. This is the vehicle, Dad. They've obviously redesigned the Tacoma a number of years ago, and they've really refined it, enhanced it, improved it, all of the good things that they've done to it, right? And they've put a lot of great features on it. And the nice thing, Dad, is if you've driven one of these over the past few years, there hasn't been a whole lot that has changed over the years. New for 2026, depending on the trim level and such, there's a new Wavemaker Blue that's for the TRD Pro trim. If you get the TRD Off-Road, TRD Sports, or the Pre-Runner, you get some blacked out front Toyota logos instead of chrome. They've got an iForce Premium package, which gives you 18-inch TRD wheels and 32-inch Goodyear all-terrain tires. You've got, some different standard tech. As far as what's in the the vehicle that we're driving, Dad, which is the TRD Off-Road, the double cab, it's got the iForce 2.4-liter four-cylinder in it, 278 horsepower, 8-speed automatic transmission. You've got the 14-inch infotainment system infotainment display with a 12-inch digital gauge cluster. All of that to say, Dad, this whole thing, if you've seen the inside of it, pretty much any Toyota over the past number of years, you have plenty of tech to choose from, right? You've got plenty of options. And one thing I like about Toyota, Dad, that they've done, they've kind of standardized some of the features across their truck platforms. And what I mean by that, folks, is you get in one of them, you can kind of operate all of them. And so you and I, Dad, we talk about pretty frequently how some of these vehicles we get in tend to be a little bit cumbersome at times. That's not the case with Toyota.
They have done, it's funny, every time I see one and I drive by, I was thinking about this today, that is a vehicle that Toyota has done such a great job of building as one of their staple vehicles that they sell partially because of what they are, but in a lot of ways, Richard, they sell because of the name and everybody knows what it means and they just keep selling them. It's really kind of ridiculous.
It is, and I'll say that again, folks, they did refine this vehicle, redid it. You know, I think last year was the first year, Dad, that they kind of did that. 2024 is technically when they did it. And so really just some minor updates throughout, and it doesn't matter. They kind of keep selling these things. One thing I'll say about this, Dad, this has the Toyota Safety Sense 3.0 technology. However, and I'll say it, in some of Toyota's vehicles, they have some annoying, and I'll just say it, they yell at you, right? The nanny system.
Right.
You're like, special about it? Doesn't have them.
You broke up. Say that again.
Drive this vehicle.
Say it really quick. Say that last part again. Sorry, you broke up.
It does not have the nanny system on it, so it doesn't yell at you if you're not looking exactly where you want it to. And I really like that about this vehicle. Outside of that, Dad, as far as the Tacoma goes, nice on the inside. It is confined, double cab, little bit smaller of a back seat, Dad, a little bit tighter if you're going to get some car seats in here, which I know for some people doesn't matter, just want people to know. Got a 5-foot bed. One nice feature about this car, Dad, or this truck, I should say, it's got a fully automatic up and down tailgate. Right. So you push a button and it literally lowers the tailgate down. You push a button and it will pick it up. There's no need to use your hand whatsoever for putting the tailgate up or doing anything like that with it. Price on this vehicle, Dad, is right around $55,000, just depending on how you get it outfitted. And you and I know on these Tacomas, you can go anywhere from the kind of the mid-40s to the, believe it or not, I think mid-60s, right? Just depending on the types of features, if you wanted to go to the iForce Max engine, those sorts of things on this. As far as that, my only complaint, Dad, and this is just a minor thing, I wish there was a little bit bigger of a fuel tank option on here because you're only able to get about 275 miles on a tank of fuel. And obviously with everything going on right now, I just would like for it to go a little bit further, right? But that's not a huge gripe, nothing in that nature. It's just something that I'm going to note as far as the outside of that. Again, Dad, they redesigned the thing in 2024. This vehicle that I'm driving has got pretty much all the bells and whistles, got the surround view camera system on it. It's got a sunroof on it. It's got heated and ventilated front seats, a heated steering wheel, all of the luxury amenities that you would want on the inside with some of the off-road capability that you want. And like you said, Dad, you see a gazillion of these trucks everywhere on the road, and it's for a reason, folks. You can get these things take them out, take them on a trail. And I'm not saying you're going over massive, you know, Baja racing jumps, Dad, but you can take this vehicle out and do things with it that you may not be able to do with other trucks without aftermarket modifications.
True.
So it's one of the things that I know you and I like about this vehicle. If people want to learn more about it, head to your local Toyota dealer. Again, 2026 Toyota Tacoma, TRD Off-Road. Head to your local Toyota dealer. Let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.